Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast. A show for the wedding-obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Betches Brides. I'm your host, Nicole Pellegrino, and today in the studio in NYC, we are joined by Lauren LaDuceur.
Perfect.
Oh, I always up the name, but I think I did a good job. Okay. She is a planner and self-proclaimed type A bride. We're going to have her talk all about how you can plan your wedding to a T. She did an amazing bridesmaid survey, which we're going to get all into, a vendor presentation, which I know you all always ask about. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. So we're going to have Lauren tell us. And then, you know, a bunch of other fun topics. Maybe we'll do a voicemail from the hotline, some unpopular opinions. Buckle up because it's going to be a great episode. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Aw, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And also just to like talk bridal, you know?
Yes.
Because at this point, like we're 2 months out for our wedding.
Oh my God.
Don't remind me.
That's going to fly. It's going to fly.
Don't remind me. Oh. But my fiance is like, do we have to spend every waking moment talking about this? I'm like, yes. So now I'm happy to be in a place that we love it. That's what we want to talk about.
It's the best time to. It's the most stressful, but the best too. Like you're
right.
This is when you're actually seeing the vision come to life more. Mm-hmm. And you're so excited for it. When's your wedding date?
August 20th.
Okay. And where?
We're here in New York. So I'll be in Williamsburg. That's where our wedding is.
What's your venue? Because I think I saw a photo. Is it the, what's it called?
It's called 74 White.
Okay, yes, this is not an ad for that venue, but we're gonna have a Betches event there at one point when they first opened. They're brand new. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, it looks like such a cool venue.
It's so funny. I will have to shout out my fiance. When we went venue shopping, wow, that's a weird way to say it, but touring venues, we did not buy a venue. when we saw it, it was completely under construction. And so they were really just showing us like,
bare bones.
Yeah, bare bones. I mean, I was in there with a hard hat on and I was like, I, as type A as I am, was like, cannot visualize this. Absolutely not. We're not doing this. And he was like, I see it. Like, this is the place. And I was like, great. Awesome. Let's check it off the list.
He was right.
And he was right. And it was so cool. I just yesterday did a full walkthrough with my planner, the florist, catering, everything. And they were hosting an event there. But so it was nice to see it in use.
Okay, so you have a planner, and that's what I wanted to talk about because I asked you when you first came in. I was like, wait, so tell me, are you a wedding planner? What do you mean by planner? Can you tell us what you do and how kind of that's, you know, you're very type A, how that's transformed into wedding?
Yeah, totally, totally. So the very simple version is growing up, I've always been type A. I come from a military background, so I think it's ingrained in me just a little bit. And so like when I got to college and I was pulling out a planner and all these things, people were like, what are you doing? Why? Like, what is this? And so I always thought being type A was such a bad thing. But now I think being type A is my superpower.
When you're planning a wedding.
Exactly. You know,
forget it.
And so I started just creating a couple years ago online, really kind of talking about like, how do we use planning tools and organizational tools to help us in our day to day lives? And
I need that.
That just kind of exploded in like the best way possible. So now I'm a creator full time, and all the social media gurus are like, stick to one niche. Like, don't ever do anything that's not on your social media profile, which like, I don't believe in. But so then I just kind of started posting about wedding planning. And truly, I think in planning at all, you know, I used to work in corporate events. I used to work in corporate marketing.
Gotcha.
Planning, I think, is one of the most intentional things that you can do. And so I think everyone in their wedding is worried about like, what are the intentional details? What is going to make my wedding stick out from, you know, the 30 other weddings we're going to this summer.
Right.
And I think the planning in leading up to that is what makes it so special and really is where that intentionality falls. So
that's
anyway.
That's so true. And I tell people, try to keep in mind, like, have fun. This is like an oxymoron. Have fun while planning. No, but like try to have fun while planning the wedding, because it can be, you can get in this rut of it being so miserable, and then it's a vicious cycle of just like stressed, miserable, anxious, which that's totally okay if you are. I know a lot of you are. But like, I don't know, do it with intention, like Lauren's saying, and try to have fun.
Exactly.
And I feel like when you're organized and type A like you are, it can be more fun. You probably feel so much more confident in your abilities.
100%. And I love seeing everything come to life.
Yeah.
You know, I am not, I will be the first person to say, I'm not the visual person. I'm not the design person.
You'd think because you do actual planners.
I mean, and I like, I mean, I I like it. I want to see it. I want to, but like my mind is not creative in that way.
Right.
You know, I can't like look at typography and tell you anything about
it. Right.
You know, but yes, I also think it just makes it more fun because I know what I'm looking forward to and I know what's coming up and to see it all come to life and come together.
How has that been being a type A personality, planning your wedding, but also hiring and working with a wedding planner?
Yeah.
Like, do you guys butt heads? Like, is she like, Lauren, back the fuck off?
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes. And I think definitely because like I was one of those people who booked my venue before I got engaged. And so there's lots. Yeah.
I love that
we
for
could
you.
Go on this for a very long
Listen,
time.
Listen, you're smart because venues are booked out years.
And I didn't even get the date that I wanted, quote unquote. You know,
my goodness.
We're very excited for the date that we do have. But I just having worked in corporate events and having worked kind of that style, I just knew that myself would not be able to work without a planner. And so I think also too, and again, I think part of planning is, and part of being a bride is like setting very clear and upfront expectations at the beginning, whether we're talking with planners, bridesmaids, parents, you know, whoever that may be. And then I also think like those boundaries and those expectations upfront make it work out really well. So when we hired our wedding planner, I was like, I don't want to look at 50 different floral florist, you know, I don't have time for that.
No,
I do not want to do that. She's, send me your top three, you know,
love it.
And then you send me the top three. I will look through them. I will look through their proposals. I will look through what makes sense. Obviously, we're going to take into consideration our budget and I will make that, you know, we'll talk from there. And so that's kind of pretty much how everything looks. She'll send us like, all right, here are four venues. Let's go tour them.
Amazing.
Here are three florists. Let's go do that. And, you know, she's a New York-based wedding planner. And
so. You two must be a force, too. Because most wedding planners, I feel like you kind of have to be a type A to be a wedding planner. So two New York wedding planners. New York also is already, like, on one. So two New York planners, type A gals planning wedding. I'm excited to see this wedding come to fruition. How many people are you having?
65.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, that helps with the budget so much. Too. Such cooler stuff.
Yeah.
You guys seriously like consider having a 65. I mean, mine was 160, so I can't really talk. But I always think, you know, what would it have been?
It. And again, I think this goes to like one of the biggest pieces of advice that I get asked like in my DMs is like, I just got engaged. What do I do? And the first thing I always say is like, sit down and determine what you want your wedding to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, before we involve parents, before we involve planners, before we involve all of the outside forces, because everyone is going to have an opinion about your wedding, you know?
1,000%.
And so I always say, sit down and figure out what do you and your partner want? What do you want it to look like? Something very important to John Michael is my partner's name. Something very important to John Michael and I was that we wanted everybody at the wedding to know each other. I didn't want to have a wedding where I was meeting people for the first time.
See, I love those types of weddings. I've been to one where I know all the guests and they're more intimate and it's just such a different vibe.
100%. And so that was like a big deal for us. And we were like, okay, what does that look like? New York for us is not a destination. For everybody else, it is a destination.
Right.
Take that into account.
Yeah. I'm curious, what's been the most stressful part as a type A bride? I feel like if you're type A, you don't get stressed, but that's...
I wish.
Like, I don't think I'm type A. I don't know. I can be about things. I cannot be, though. I don't know what I am. I think I'm a... Hey. I need to take a test and get... and find the type. I can be both, but I think it depends for what. But I would get stressed like crazy planning my wedding. Do you get stressed or are you like, no, this is easy because I'm so organized?
I get so stressed, but it's less about like timelines and this and that aspect of it. I think there are very specific elements and that might just be like unique to me and my personality.
Okay.
You know, so like I always say the most stressful thing for me in finding in the wedding planning process has been hair and makeup. Like,
really?
That for me. So easy. Like, yeah. And I think truly, like, I'm black and like, yeah. I mean, my hair is curly and I have natural curly hair and I love having curly hair, but I've also been a bridesmaid and like, if someone doesn't know how to do black hair,
no,
and it's like day of and they're like, you have 45 minutes. Absolutely not.
No, I'm
like,
I'll do it myself.
Get away from me. Yeah. You know,
I've heard that.
And so I think like for me, when I was looking, when I was thinking about like, what do I want my bridal day to be? You know, like, normally when I'm in a wedding, I'll go to a blowout bar, get my hair blown out by someone who I know in an area that like
I trust. Yeah.
And then day of, I'm dry styling my hair. And so, you know, it's a very different feeling than like, just like, that never happened to me, but I'm assuming people like wake up and like shower and put on their eye mask and like get their hair and makeup done, you know?
I think it depends for everybody. I have heard horror stories with it though, with like hair and makeup people that don't know how to do different types of hair, or like I've heard horror stories where a bride will do like three trials, be so happy, and then the day of, like, the person gets there and just something's off and it's like, this wasn't what you did in the trial. Haven't you seen the TikToks of like the makeup gone wrong? And that's where it's like, you know, you can't, not everything's going to go perfect, but you try to plan ahead as much
as possible. And I mean, again, I worked with a planner. We have an amazing makeup and hairstylist team. I wanted someone who, you know, I have bridesmaids of all backgrounds and ethnic identities, and I wanted everyone to feel pampered, you know? That was like very important to me. But I think that's like a very isolated incident in that way, in that, you know, when I talk to my friends who are brides, that they're like, my ceremony music, I'm like, oh, we got that online. Like, you know, I'm like, can someone actually do my hair?
It's like ceremony music, that's easy. So you're 2 months out at this point. What are you working on for the wedding? You have it all already.
No,
you're not. Are you a procrastinator?
I work on my wedding every day. I mean, I feel like we're too, it's so funny because we started planning like a year and a half out. And at the first, I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is so easy.
Oh, there's something
to
do.
Why does everyone complain? Like, it's not plan. Like, if you are at a year and a half out or a year out or 6 months out, like it, right now I'm dealing with seating chart, you know? Right. So we're dealing with seating chart and welcome bags. And
you're doing those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I've gone to a lot of weddings, as everyone has this summer. Mm-hmm. I really like the welcome bags. I think they're a little cute detail. Again, we're also 65, so like, everyone's at a hotel block, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's those details, you know?
Right.
It's my biggest dilemma is bridesmaids' pajamas. I don't know why. That's like the worst thing in the absolute world.
If you're a bridesmaid pajama company listening out there,
please,
you must reach out. We're actually doing a giveaway soon. It might be out by this point with Nadine Marabi. They do gorgeous ones. Giving away bridesmaids pajamas. So enter it.
Yes, I will. I will.
But no, guys, send Lauren good bridesmaid pajama suggestions.
Please, you know, I don't know.
Why. It's so stressful.
And
to do it.
I know at the end of the day, absolutely not a single person cares about it.
Yeah.
I know that, like, you know, the photos, what, maybe I put in a recap photo on Instagram or I put it in a TikTok here and there.
Right.
But I'm like, that is legitimately what keeps me up at night is bridesmaids' pajamas.
I will say, not to plug Target here, but literally I recommend the Target ones all the time. I've had them as a bridesmaid in a wedding. They're so comfortable. I'll send you the link.
Please.
They look cute in photos. It's like long sleeves. It might be hot in the summer. Whatever.
I've ordered like 6 different pairs of pajamas. I love them. And then I like 3 days later, I'm like, absolutely cannot stand.
Yeah. No.
Which again, it's
such
not
a thing.
But it's, those are like the hyper, that's like what I'm stressed about right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spill something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So one of the things I desperately want to talk about, your TikTok is incredible. Your Instagram is incredible. Go follow her if you guys don't.
Thank you.
What's your handle?
Plan with Lore.
Plan with Lore. Go follow because she spouts knowledge on the day, on the daily. Okay, so you made a TikTok about this bridesmaid survey that you did. Please tell us, what was the goal of this and what was in it?
Okay, I love to talk about this, but the bridesmaid survey, you've been a bridesmaid, right? Mm-hmm. I've been a bridesmaid. How do I want to phrase this in I'm just not going to be nice. Being a bridesmaid is a massive financial and time commitment. And, you know, and I think when someone comes up to you and they're like, oh my God, here's this package, please be in my wedding. You're like, yeah, without thinking about it. And then you're like, for some weddings, couple grand in a wedding.
And then you're bankrupt later.
And then you have eight other weddings. You know? So I know what it's like to be in that situation. And I think that there's a lot of pressure to say yes in that moment.
Yeah.
So for me with the bridesmaid survey is, before I asked any of my girls, I think it is your job as the bride to have your details down. I think before you're asking people to be in your wedding.
So interesting.
You need to know your date.
Yep.
And I know that a lot of people, I grew up in the South, a lot of people like to see like, who's getting married and when are we getting married and other dates overlapping. You're never going to please everybody. Mm-mm. So I think it's your responsibility to know the date. I think it's your responsibility to know an estimation of how much they're going to have to spend. So are they responsible for their hair and makeup? Are they responsible for their dresses? Are they responsible for a bachelorette party? I think you need to have ideas. Or a rough outline of
estimate.
Right. Yeah. Where you want to go on your bachelorette party. And I think you also need to think through, what expectations do you have of your bridesmaids? So do you want them wedding dress shopping with you? Do you want them at the bridal shower with you? What does that look like? And I think you need to sit down and have, again, a conversation with your partner to say, are we providing accommodations on the wedding weekend? Are we doing hair and makeup? Are we doing dresses? Are we doing whatever that is? And listen, everyone's financial situation is different. I don't think there's a right way. I don't think there's a wrong way. But I do think it's imperative that you think through those details.
Yeah.
And so you have a conversation. So before I officially sent a cute little proposal and did all that, I sat down with each one of the people in our wedding and said, these are our expectations for you to be in our wedding.
Mm-hmm. And that was in the survey.
Yeah. So it was it was in an email. And then, you embed the survey in the email, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was in the email.
You did a Google form, I remember. Yes. This is so, I mean, I just am sitting here thinking, can I be your bridesmaid? This is so, I would be like, and did you have people who said no after? Because they were like, thank you for setting these expectations. I can't really afford to do this.
So not anyone who particularly said no, though I did give that an option. And I think that's really important. I'm trying to think if anyone said no, actually. No one said no.
Or did, I know in your TikTok about it, you had different questions that were like, what would you be willing to spend on The Bachelor? Was it over 500, from 200 to 300, whatever, the different tiers?
Yeah.
Did you have people who were like the lowest?
Uh-huh, 100%. Oh, wow. So what we did is I said, if you don't want to do this, that's okay. You're not getting invited to the wedding. Mm-hmm. If you can only make bachelorette and that's how you want to support on day of, and that's what it is, that's totally great. Fine. And I also think just because you lay out your expectations doesn't mean that they're going to happen. So I had laid out, we had a wedding shower in lieu of a bridal shower. I was like, I want everyone at my wedding shower. And one of my bridesmaids was like, I can't make that. And I was like, okay, thank you for telling me, thank you for giving me, you're still going to be a bridesmaid. You're still going to be a part of it. But that one element you can't do.
Right.
So.
And you knew early on you weren't blindsided before.
Exactly.
Because of this.
But then in the survey, so once we put out all of that information, and some of them, I got on the phone with them and like now I'm an emails person. My friends know this about me. Some people would probably be like, that's the most impersonal thing ever. Whatever. Like, works that's how you. I work. Mm-hmm. My friends know this about me. And so then in the actual survey, I asked, you know, the normal things like, what's your pajama size? And what's your favorite booze? And what are your favorite snacks? But we got into questions of like, first off, I was like, what kind of dresses do you not want to wear? Because like, I personally hate chiffon.
And kind of you.
You know, like, I don't love chiffon. But like, I was like, what do you not want to wear? What do you feel comfortable? And how much do you feel comfortable spending on a bridesmaid's dress? Because that was something that I was like, you know, I decided to gift hair and makeup to all of the girls. So I asked them, do you want your hair and makeup done? You know, like, and some people were like, yes, please. I want to be pampered all day. And some people were like, no, I don't want anyone to touch my hair. You know, and I was like, great. Tell me what
that
you want.
Makes me know what I'm
what you don't want. Yeah. And then I asked budget questions of like, how much are you willing to spend on the bachelorette? How much are you willing to spend on all of these different elements? So then I created my bachelorette total budget around
based on that. So smart. Did that limit you? Like, did you want to go to Columbia and for your bachelorette and girls said, no, I'm only willing to spend that much? Did you have to like compromise your decisions at all?
So yes and no. That you'll hear, that's my favorite thing to say in the world is yes and no.
Okay.
So we're doing the Hamptons. I go next weekend.
That ain't compromising.
Exactly. And so here's another like element that I think that people should know is that I think you also have to be willing to spend on your bachelorette, you know? So there were certain elements and certain things that I wanted. I wanted to go to winery. I wanted a party bus. I wanted a boat. All of those things.
I'm coming.
Please.
I'm inviting myself.
You know, but so we got the budget of like, hey, here's what everyone can do. I have two maids of honor. They're great. So they're dealing with all the like little details. But I was like, really, like, I'm not doing bridesmaids gifts. And so, like, I gifted transportation. So instead of spending $100 on baskets and matching t-shirts and things of that nature, you know, I got us to, because, I mean, I'm assuming you've been to the Hamptons. So, like, New York to the Hamptons, you know, instead of trying to navigate railroads and things like that, I'm like, let's get transportation up there. But that was a decision that I was like, okay, that's a financial contribution that I'm going to make to the bachelorette so that my vision comes to life. And so
smart,
you know, and everyone's going to be different about like, do you expect your bridesmaids to pay for you? Do you not expect your bridesmaids to pay for you? Whatever it may be, like, but I do think like if you have expectations of, I want to be destination, I want to be here, I want to be there, to be willing to bear a brunt of that cost.
Yeah.
If that is your end all be all.
Right, right. Or I guess I always tell people have the perspective of like, if you really want to go there and you're telling them like, but I'm not going to contribute, I'm just going to pay for myself, that kind of thing, you need to also just be okay with people not being able to.
Right.
And chances are the more, you know, cost worthy thing you're doing, the more people won't be able to attend because they can't afford. But and I love your perspective on this.
And I think also too, and one really great thing that my maids of honor, like we have people who are all over from like, in just terms of life and things like that. And so there were a couple people who said, hey, I'm willing to spend a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if it's going to help someone out. And so I think also, too, just having those conversations. And I think if you're creating an environment. So, again, when I got engaged over a year ago, when you create an environment of like open and healthy and honest communication, that's going to be what's throughout your entire wedding process. 100%. So even though like all my bridesmaids may not be best friends with each other, they feel comfortable and confident to come to me or to just even go straight to my maids of honors and say, I'm comfortable with this amount or I'm not comfortable with this amount or how can I help with this?
Do you understand you're the opposite of a bridezilla? Like you are a dream bride. Were any of your bridesmaids with this survey, with everything, were they all like, thank you? Or were they like...
Every single one said, thank you so much.
So we're going to have to post your TikTok
please.
Or link it or something because I think a lot...
We'll make a template.
Looking back, all the questions you asked them at some point or another throughout the planning, I remember asking to my bridesmaids, but it was like way all over the place, you know, later in the process when they had already said yes. I'm like, want to go to Tulum now? Fund it yourself. They're like, sure, Nicole, because we love you. But it's like this is, I love that you're doing it all in an organized fashion in this Google Forms survey all up front. We need to link your TikTok because this is genius.
And I'm not saying that it can't change, you know, like when I, where I am a year and a half later or a year since we got engaged and I asked everyone, like, people's circumstances change. So like, I think it's an ongoing it's an ongoing conversation. This is the start of it, right?
Some bridesmaid could have gotten a promotion. Right. She's like, hey, you know what? Actually count me in for the Hamptons yacht. Right. Like,
you know? And so, but I think it's.
Or opposite. Maybe she's having a baby. She's like, yep, I'm cutting back.
No, but yeah, that's the starter conversation. And there are more conversations throughout. And I think also too, for me, I am the only girl. So I have two brothers. But like, you know, so wedding planning to me is so fun and so exciting. And like, I don't necessarily like have sisters to geek out about wedding planning with. But since I've included my bridesmaids so intentionally throughout the process, they're all like, OMG, share with us what you're wearing here
or
what
you're doing here. They're into it.
Right. Or I know you're heading to whatever this weekend. Like, tell me all about it.
Right. Because they've been included from the beginning. It's almost like they're really planning it with you.
Yeah. That's so fun. Which is so great for me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, I want to talk about your vendor presentation next. Yes. You're making a lot of resources to send to a lot of people here.
Yes.
Okay, so just to give context, I know we've mentioned things like this before. I ended up throwing together for my own wedding, like a last minute thing on Canva that was like, this is what these are going to look like. This is what this. But it was already after I had hired the rental company and hired the florist. And so I was taking what they had all brought. And I don't know, I did it very late in the process. And a lot of vendors were like, okay, cool, thanks, but we don't need this. So you, I want to talk about yours. When did you do it? And what is it? What is this thing?
So the vendor presentation is like, I call it like my Bible of wedding planning in the terms of like, I use that to make every decision. So, I mean, obviously I had to figure out what my venue was going to be. But once I had my venue, I thought through what are florals? What do I want that to look like? Again, we all have a million Pinterest boards, but like, let's take the Pinterest board's ideas and like actually sit down and concrete think about them. You know, not just being like, I want a flower wall and I want bouquets and I want pillar candles. Like, great. Yeah, we all do, you know?
Right, right.
But like, let's actually realistically think about that.
Yeah.
You know, and think about what does that look like in that space? You know, I say I'm not a visual person, but here I am making like diagrams, you know? But like, what does that visually look like in the space? Where are candles even allowed in your space? You know, thinking through what are all of those details down to what do I want food to look like? When do I want food passed? What all of these ideas I thought through before.
And go into this presentation.
Right. And so, and I put them into this presentation. Things of what are my bridesmaids' dresses looking like? What do I want those bouquets to look like? What, just every detail of like, you know, what does live, we're doing live music. So like, what does live music look like? How does this fit into the space? How are we incorporating this into the space? And so I think one thing that I thought, and I shouldn't have thought this, but I thought like, oh, you go to a vendor and you say like, can you do this? And they're all going to say, yeah, sure. You know, hey, I want a flower arch. Every florist doesn't say, great, we can do a flower arch.
Right.
You know,
they're never going to be like, we can't.
Right.
Unless whatever.
Right. But like there, I just assumed that vendors would go through the design process with you. And that is not true for all vendors.
Right.
Now, some vendors do, but like, let's be real, those vendors are going to be so expensive.
Totally. And some vendors, now that I'm thinking about it, they're always like, just send me your Pinterest board so I can see what you want. And my Pinterest board was a hodgepodge. I was pinning like crazy, just little things that I liked. But like you said, it wasn't my actual tangible vision of what we actually ended up doing. It was a mix of things. So I was floating around this Pinterest board and I was like, I remember sending it to them when they would ask, and I was like, yeah, but don't like use it because it's not.
Right.
But so this is kind of taking the place of that Pinterest board.
Exactly. It's like taking your Pinterest board, pin away. I'm still pinning, okay? Pin away. But then when we're actually getting down to picking vendors and specific to your venue, it's right. like narrowing that down. And I think the biggest thing that happened to me is I sent, you know, my Pinterest board to a florist, and she just came back and was like, in the proposals were literally the pins that I sent her. And I'm like,
I remember that too.
I was like, these aren't your flowers.
Yeah.
Like, show me what you can do. Show me. And that's when I was, and she was like, oh, well, I followed your vision to a T. You know, I'm talking to my planner, and I was like, oh, I assumed, like, right. It was inspiration. I assumed that, like, I would get feedback about, like, what works, what doesn't work, right. what, you know, given this space. And I just realized that, like, again, not necessarily everybody does that. And so if you have a particular vision or if that's something that you want, I just went through and I created everything, you know?
Right.
Now, do I also understand that, like, when I go and I present the vendor presentation, I say, hey, here's my idea. Here's how I think it fits in the space. Here's what I really like. Show me what you can do.
Okay. Okay. So you are saying that when you send it to them.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And is this vendor presentation changing as you're hiring more vendors and getting and finalizing plans with them? Like, I assume you've hired the florist by now.
I just got my florist, which I know is like everyone's worst nightmare when they hear that.
Whoa.
But flowers to me, I will say, was not my like number one or two. You know?
But even like the things as like we have the band here, like your other vendors need to know all that information because it'll affect where they're setting up things and what they're doing. So you have all of that, all of these details in this presentation.
Right. Yes.
And it's like a deck.
Yeah. I just did it in Canva.
Oh, you know, Canva. Like, this is podcast. Canva, sponsor
Canva, please sponsor me.
Like truly, we always, Canva is like, we're the biggest proponents of it.
It's easy. It's something that you can send. Mm-hmm. It's something, you know, that I can easily bring up on my phone. But yeah, it's like a working document, essentially. Okay. And so it's like, oh, I called it the Bible earlier, but like, it's like a working floor plan, you know? And so it's like when I keep talking about my florist because I just did it, but it's okay, here are the elements that I want flower wise. Mm-hmm. Now here's where the band's going to be and here where our tables are going to set up. How are we reusing the aisle flowers mm-hmm. and putting them at the bar? Or mm-hmm. how are we reusing these candles and adding them, you know, to the tables? Or it just is thinking through those ideas because, again, I assumed that like a vendor would be like, oh yeah, like we'll just reuse this. And then I'm getting quotes and I'm like, why am I paying all of this
for double
of these things? Like, you essentially have to tell them what you want them to do.
Yeah. Yep.
And so this is a way, like the vendor presentation for me is a way to conceptualize it, think about it, mm-hmm. visualize it, and then present it.
Oh, I love this. And they're receiving it well? Like, are they like, thank you, this helps. Now here's what I can do.
I mean, that's what they tell me to my face. I'm also paying them, you know? So like, who knows?
They better. That's a good point. It's like, they will.
You know, like, who knows what they actually think?
They probably are, because a confusing Pinterest board that's like a lofty goal of like, you know, flowers draping the entire venue. It's like, yeah, I pinned that because it looked cool, not because I actually think we can do it.
Right. But I mean, back to the point that I made earlier, you're setting expectations, you know, like we're setting, this is how we're going to communicate moving forward. These are my expectations as a bride. And here's how we'll work together in a bride, vendor, and planner relationship.
I want to like hire you to do everything, just work with us and plan all of our weddings. You're just like on fire.
Huh. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without further ado, I do want to get your take on a voicemail and then unpopular opinions. I think we have some time. We have this Betches Brides hotline. It's brand new.
Fun.
I haven't even listened to this voicemail because I usually do before, but we've been flying by the seat of our pants recording these episodes. So this one is about bridesmaids.
Oh, please.
Hi. I'm a June 18th bride, and I have a little bit of a predicament I'd like some suggestions on. So we've had the salon booked for hair and makeup for all the girls for over a year now for this wedding, and they told us in our initial contract and every time we've talked that we'll be done with hair and makeup on all of our girls by 11 a.m. the day of the wedding. So all of our timelines, the photographer, the videographer, literally everything up until the ceremony and reception, you know, was based on this timeline that we had for the morning. And then about a month before the wedding, the salon called and said they're no longer going to be able to have us done until about noon. So they can have me done, the bride, and I can, my mom can be done, and the mother of the groom can be done too, at 11. But nobody else can be done until noon now. So I found another salon that's literally in the same parking lot as the salon we're going to, and they have availability. So I could send three of my girls over there, and the rest of us could stay at the same day. And then we would all be done at 11, like initially planned. We could all go back to the hotel together, have all the getting ready photos together and everything, have that for the morning together. But the one thing I'm super sad about is, it gets really, really bad if we're all getting our hair and makeup done separate. Would it almost just be easier to keep everybody in the same place, get done an hour later, and then just potentially miss out on some of those other photos back at the hotel? Just trying not to make people feel left out. Would love your insight. So do I stay the course and just don't get done until noon and move everything else back and keep some of the photos, or do I split people up so we can all be together the rest of the day? Would love your insight. Thanks so much. Love the podcast. Bye-bye.
Okay. That is soon.
That's in 2 days. So I feel so bad because when this episode comes out, her wedding will be already over. But hopefully this can help other brides. No, frick! Whatever. No, this will help other brides, and we'll check in with her to see what she did.
Shoot us a DM. Let us know what ended up happening.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sure, and I feel confident that she can make the decision on this one, but we'll help others that are facing similar predicaments, because I know this is definitely a similar situation, because timelines, when everybody's done, that we get asked about all the time.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? So basically, yeah, to summarize, she's looking at having to move it later because the salon tried to move her to noon, and she's wondering if she should send some bridesmaids to another salon right in the same parking lot and be done earlier, or push till noon.
I mean, I think my first question would always be like, what's your expectation as the bride?
We love an expectation. You know,
like what is your vision for your day? If your vision is everyone getting ready together, we make that happen, you know? And so that would be like my first probing question to be like, what do you want? I'd be interested to see her contracts with her other vendors, like photography and videography, if she has videographers or whatever that may be. You know, if you have someone booked for the whole entire day, I don't necessarily see it as a major deal to move them back an hour. Or even if you couldn't do a full hour, like 30 minutes, no one's going to say no to that.
Right.
And so like, okay, maybe you lose 30 minutes of photos.
Right.
You know, but like you'll probably lose 30 minutes and just like people going to the bathroom and freshening up and doing those elements. My initial thoughts, I'd keep everyone together. I think if you do separate people, I do think it would make people
feel weird.
You just would, you know, and then intentionally or not intentionally, people are just going to be like, well, who got to stay with the bride? And what does that mean about our friendship? Or, you know, I would hope that wouldn't happen, but.
Right. No, that's so true. It could cause issues. Definitely. Like you got sent to the other salon. Right. Like, are you the plan B bridesmaid? Yeah. Or not as close to the bride. So very interesting you say we would do that, because my first thought with this was like her having to move the timeline. I like shuddered because I remember the timeline was so strict leading up to, and it goes by so fast. And my planner was like really keeping us on the timeline, and our photographer. And even then you feel like you're running behind, because leading up to the aisle, I just feel like it's so every moment is precious. Every minute counts.
Yeah.
Sound like I'm in a game, a sports game. Every minute counts out there. No, but it does, like, because you're on such a strict timeline. It's and not as many people are, but like we were.
Yeah.
Photos were super important to me. Part of that reason being like my job. I knew we were going to have to use them a lot. But also just like, you know, photos, content was very important. Also just like all the stuff leading up, being able to do family photos, friends, a lot of things. So that stresses me out, thinking of having to have everybody done a whole hour back.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, I mean, I remember like there were 10 of us bridesmaids. So when somebody's in the chair, unless you're over there talking to them, they're really just talking to the makeup artist and hair person, and they're in there for a while. And like, you know, you're not, unless you're all standing in the same part of the room talking the whole time, like you're not together the whole time. So I was like, you know, it might not be, if I think for her, I would need to know more information. Like, is pushing an hour back going to be detrimental and offset every other thing? Or is it okay? If not, then like you said, keep it. It would be more fun to have everybody together. But if it is going to offset the entire day and push back everything and send everybody into a tizzy, send people to the salon quickly. Well, have them come back.
I think I would modify my question and be like,
right,
let's modify it of what do you want your morning to look like, and more of like what's most important to you. Is most important the feeling of getting ready together, or is most important the pictures?
Right.
You know, and so it's like,
good point.
You know, what do you want? Because again, we'll make, as bridesmaids, I'm pretending I'm in your wedding, but like we will, as bridesmaids, make what you need to happen, you know? And so if those photos are the most important things in you, then great.
Right.
We're separating. And if they're not, okay, let's see how we can work through timeline to figure that out.
Right. And I would say, if you do decide to do the send everybody over so that you're done by 11 and not noon, or send the three people over to the other salon, ask that in a way to your bridesmaids that you're like, look, I have to pick three of you. Yeah. I would like you have been to your bridesmaids the whole time, just be like very open and honest with them and be like, I got to pick three of you. It's a timeline issue. Would three of you be willing to like go to this salon? They're great too. Quickly get your hair and makeup done and come back. And I can tell you right now, I would volunteer because it stresses me out on the day. I'm like, just let me get my good hair and makeup done, and then I'm happy, and then I can relax and enjoy the day. I don't know, just because it can go haywire.
Yeah, I'd make it fun, you know. If you're having to choose three people, have three people who will have a ball. Like, send them Starbucks.
Make
it a little experience. Mm-hmm. Like, if we have to derail a little bit, let's make it fun. Let's make an experience. Right. I love an experience. Make it a theme. Add a theme to it, even better.
Right. Three Musketeers. And now let's begin our unpopular opinion segment, brought to you by High Noon. As you know, in this segment, we share your unpopular wedding opinions, and I can tell you that High Noon will be the most popular item at your wedding, your bachelorette party, your rehearsal dinner, any wedding event. So grab a High Noon and let's get into our first unpopular opinion. You know how to play, so we say whether we agree or disagree and why. Okay, so these are submitted by our audience. I picked harsh ones.
Ooh.
Okay, this one is, you don't need save the dates. Oh.
I don't know if you audibly heard me gasp out loud. I disagree with that.
Yeah, for the type A planner girl.
100%. Now, do they necessarily need to be paper? I did paper save the dates.
Oh, you did.
Okay. I don't necessarily.
Did you design your own?
Yes, on Canva.
You said you're not a visual person.
I know. Maybe I should have restated
that. You're creative and visual.
Canva. Did them on Canva. Easy.
Sponsor.
But, seriously, Canva, let me know. No, I'm kidding. But I don't necessarily think you need paper save the dates, but I do think you need to send a save the date, or even a text message. Like, you need to let people know.
Right.
Especially, again, I think it's just a common courtesy of, you're going to have to get a plane ticket or a train ticket out here. You're going to have to book a hotel room. And I also think as much time as you can give people, just because you don't know what financial position they're
totally
in.
Totally.
You know?
You don't have to stick to the timeline of
8 months or whatever.
Before this is when you send it. As long as you know that date,
send it. I say send it sooner rather than later. Again, and even if you haven't figured out your hotel blocks or whatever, people have their own opinions of whether they like Airbnbs or hotels or what they want to do. Leave that to them.
Especially if you want people attending
to come to your wedding.
Not only because common courtesy, they need to plan to attend, but also because of all the overlap in the wedding boom year this year. I mean, literally, I know people who I've gotten their save the date, and then I've texted them right away, said, I got your save the date, so excited. And then a couple weeks later, I get another person save the date, same day. And then I'm like, sorry, already told so-and-so. So it's if you actually want the guests, if you're somehow hoping your guests say no, then don't send a save the date. Need it. But if you really, if the point of a save the date is to tell people who you want to attend to save your date.
Literally. And to start thinking about it, and to start budgeting for it, and to start, you know, I think sometimes, this is a hot topic idea that I have, but I think sometimes a lot of people in weddings are oh, we're giving you a free dinner. You know, you should be so grateful to be here. And I like, it is a lot of work to get to a wedding.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's a hike. Yeah. You're paying to transportation to get there. If you have kids, I have a fur baby. So like, you know, like
coverage,
we're boarding our dog, like, and then I'm buying an outfit plus, you know, a gift.
It's hotel. It's expensive.
Yeah. So. Oh, I disagree.
The boarding, I've recently, because I have a puppy, and recently got on that train. No, I disagree as well. 70% of our audience disagrees that you don't need save the dates. So next one is grooms can see the dress before, no one will die. Like, duh, no one will die. Y'all are harsh.
I know. Okay. I kind of agree.
See, I disagree.
Really?
I just think it's special. I mean, if the groom happens to see the dress, agreed, no one will die.
Right.
Okay, so I guess I agree with it, with this one.
Yeah.
But do everything you can so that he doesn't. Yeah. If it's a heterosexual, what am I saying? Heterosexual relationship, do everything that he can't, that you can for the groom to not see it. But I don't know. I'm traditional in that sense.
I think it comes down, all of these come down to personal preference. So like, yeah, on its face, will no one die? Correct. Like, if your groom sees it, what, like, it right, will go on, you know? For me, John Michael was like, I don't want to see it, where I was like, oh my God, I'm so in love with it, I want to show you so bad. Like, you know,
yeah,
I'm like, you're my best friend, we've lived together for years. Like,
right,
I want you to see it. It's like so fun.
Oh,
I'm
so you
in
would
love
have
it.
If he was like,
he was like, stop showing me. He was like, I don't want to see a silhouette of you in it. Like, nothing. Cause I'm like, look at all these ones I tried on.
Yeah. Are you guys doing a first look?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
You know, but
you want that to be special.
Exactly.
I mean, but then again, there's a double standard to that. I'm like, you don't need to work the first look up to be some grand moment where like he must cry or else you're done with him. So.
But again, like, you know, I'm also doing multiple outfit changes. So I'm like, you'll get a lot of different versions of me throughout the night.
You'll get a ton of first.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, I think that's somewhere where to me, it's not that big of a deal. I would have happily showed him if he wanted to see, or if he wanted to come to an appointment, I would have totally said like, yeah, come on.
Oh no. I was like, you hard.
But again, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Personal preference. Yeah. 55% of people agreed that they can see. Our audience is very modern and progressive. So
we love to see it.
I guess I'm being traditional on that one. Okay. Buying the bride lingerie is creepy and cringe.
I disagree.
I like, are we talking about for the wedding?
Right. I need more. Okay. Better. I need more context here.
Yeah.
You know, like, if we're having a lingerie party at a bachelorette, like, totally. Have fun.
Right. That's the thing.
That's where my head went.
Yeah.
Was like, because I've gone to so many where we bring the bride.
I love the lingerie game.
I think it's so fun.
I know, and then, like, that's probably rooted in some sort of like weird history, but
I think
I love it.
It's so fun. I saw this idea. One of my bridesmaids just went to a wedding. And so they did the lingerie, and then they like made a little menu of like all the different outfits that they gave her. They were like, I don't know what their names were, something cute or whatever. But then they made like a little menu for her to like give her groom, so he could be like, I want the X,
oh,
Y, and Z.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that fun?
That's like hot.
Right.
What?
I thought, and then
I
then they did like Polaroids with it. So it was like, she tried it on. They had like a menu with Polaroids, and it was like,
oh my God.
Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever heard?
Oh, that's really cute. See, we should have done that for Ella, my friend. And we all got our funny different lingerie, and we should have like taken Polaroids and stuck it on paper.
Yeah. And then you make like
a little,
isn't that fun?
That's so cute. That's like a boudoir shoot. Are you doing one of those?
I'm not. No, I have done them before.
I like forgot they existed. You've physically done them?
I've done them before, just because I was like,
I want
to
for our anniversary.
Yeah,
it looks fun.
They're fun.
People think weird things about them, but I'm like,
the photographers are great. Like,
yeah, if you're doing one of those, you're a cool photographer. Yeah. You probably have.
I also think like, know your bride. Like, if your bride is like, I would be feel more comfortable in pajama sets, like, then maybe don't get her super strappy, whatever, you know. But if she's not, yeah, have fun.
Yeah, very true. 57% of people agree that buying the bride lingerie is creepy and cringe. But I think they're thinking this means on the wedding day. I do think that is creepy.
Right. Like,
it's like if John Michael's Uncle aunt got Joe me, showed up with
like lingerie. That would be so weird.
I'd cry.
I'd be like, ah.
No, no.
This is why I couldn't do a bridal shower and like open gifts in the moment. Like if someone like.
Like my, even a bridal shower. Yeah. That's a little
like
weird.
If they gave me, I'd be.
It depends. If it's like really cute, nice lingerie, I'll,
for sure.
I'll take it. But yeah, not in front of like the moms and aunts and grandmas at the bridal shower, please. Well, that's it for our unpopular opinions brought to you by High Noon. If you didn't already know, High Noon is the premium hard seltzer made with real vodka and real juice and is the preferred beverage this season. Perfect for every wedding event, any event in general, honestly. I love High Noon. I drink it all the time, especially perfect for a nice summer Friday. You know, you go out to the pool, crack open a High Noon. It's at every bachelorette party I ever go to. I literally make sure it's there because it's just, it's a crowd pleaser. Nobody doesn't like High Noon. Everybody loves it. It's just so good. I love watermelon. I love the mango. The new guava and kiwi in the pool pack is to die for. You have to try it. If the sun is out, it's time for a High Noon. Head to your local liquor store to pick up some High Noon for the weekend, or you can find where to purchase High Noon near you by visiting highnoonspirits.com. Sun's up. Okay, well, Lauren, this was seriously such a great episode. I mean, you just have such a great perspective on all of this stuff. I cannot wait to see your wedding unfold. I mean, it's going to be gorgeous. We'll have to have you back on after.
Yeah. I'll give you if all of these ideas actually worked, you know?
Yes.
Because conceptually, they're great. And so far, they've been great. But we'll see how it actually turns out.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We'll plan with Lore.
Yeah. I'm planning with Lore everywhere.
Okay.
TikTok is very wedding. And like I said, we're heading on my bachelorette next weekend. So if you want to see some fun Hamptons.
Send us the stuff. We'll feature.
Yeah.
Totally. Please. You're like, well, I wanted to post. I'm like, let us. We can all post. Amazing.
Thank
y'all
for having me.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it. Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.